Today on the Relationship Renovation Podcast, we talk about walking the line between becoming an expert in your partner and knowing what they need and having the conversations that help you learn it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Relationship Renovation Podcast, where we talk everything relationships, including ourselves. I am Tara Kerwin.
And my name is EJ Kerwin. And today we have an episode where we're just kind of calling it Walking the Line.
Yep. I've got that song in my head.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash,
I Walk
you.
The Line.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this one, I think, is going to be good because it's something we're figuring out ourselves, like many things.
Always, I think. It's kinda a constant skill and struggle.
Yeah. I had this idea for this earlier this week because based upon, like, you know, we just got some stuff going on in our lives where our stress level is high.
Highest it's been probably since the twins were born.
Yeah, in a different, but like less of a high frequency, but more of like a constant. And so there's a lot of us like trying to support each other and trying to stay regulated with one another and not always succeeding a lot, but not always succeeding.
I was going to say having some fail moments, but not to the point where our relationship is threatened, which is huge. So yeah, we really wanted to be able to talk about that today because it's so important to have that attunement with each other, especially during difficult times, but also to have a voice and speak up for what you need and what you're feeling so you don't let resentment build in the relationship like before, right? When we were really stressed out after the twins were born 11 years ago, we had no idea how to talk to each other and we were both therapists because we just hadn't really been through anything like that difficult yet or stressful.
Definitely not together.
So yeah, it's a good topic. We love it, and we hope you get a lot out of it.
So a couple episodes ago, we had the emotional safety assessment episode where we walked you through that quiz, which is still available on our website. Mm-hmm. So you can still go there. It's the first thing that pops up, emotional safety quiz. And this is a very key component in emotional safety. And it's one of the questions on there is like, is it easy to get my partner's attention? And this is kind of that, and it's this balance, right? Stan Tatkin, who's one of our mentors and somebody we've had on a couple of our episodes and we really love, he has this idea of we need to become experts in our partner, like that I need to know Tara better than I know anyone else, and I need to be attuned to her, and I need to know how to react in certain ways when she's feeling certain things and what her needs are and all that, and vice versa, that Tara has to have that same awareness of me. And that is incredibly important. We want to be attuned to our partner. We want to be responsive to our partner. But we also can't be mind readers, right? Like I can't just instinctively know. And so it's this, I mean, I definitely feel a tension in our relationship around this, around both of us, and not just Tara, but myself as well, just wanting the other person to like just see me and know what I need and know how to be when I'm feeling this or I'm stressed about that.
After all these years.
Yeah, just can't you just know how to make me feel safe, how to make me feel loved, cared for, attractive, whatever.
Yeah. So again, right, it is skills because we're humans. We think about ourselves a lot. We're egocentric. Becoming an expert in your partner is something that's not innate. Like we want to be attuned, but an expert when they're stressed out and I'm stressed out, that just feels like a lot of work.
Yeah.
But the more you have the skills to do it, which is why we're here doing this and that we also fail miserably at times with our skills, but the more it becomes kind of conscious and automatic behaviors and repetitive and consistent, it truly does build emotional safety in your relationship. So we can have these fail moments, but we're like, okay, there's not like, oh my gosh, I'm out the door. Oh my gosh, is this the last time? Oh my gosh, was that the cherry on top? I mean, we hear it all the time. People just walk out because that was the last time. And because we can still have these imperfect moments all of the time, but we've gotten better and more consistent at using our skills, we can now sit here and teach you what those skills are. even though they're really hard. I'm not saying they're easy.
Yeah. And so, you know, bouncing into our model and how we work with couples, whether it's in coaching or our therapists here in Tucson or our at-home program, like one of the big parts is having a dialogue with your partner about sort of how their past has shaped their present. And that's one thing that's helped me a lot in understanding Tara and being more attuned and being responsive in the ways that she wants me to respond in those moments is understanding through dialogue why she reacts the way she reacts, right? I think that that's a big, that's a tool. It's a big one that we have early on in our model is some method of talking about your past.
So you can understand why the reactions are what they are. Because we truly learn how to cope with difficult things and big emotions early on. And then it just follows us. And then we just get either really good at avoiding that, or we get really good at being defensive, which is what we see show up in our relationship and anyone that comes in through that counseling center and probably anybody you ask for. Do you often get defensive in your relationship when there's tension?
Yeah,
because we're just humans and that's what we do.
And because a lot of times it doesn't make sense. Like I was sitting with a couple the other day where they were talking about both of their sort of like ways they become dysregulated in moments of tension between the two of them. And we were able to have them talk about it, like owning, like, well, I do this. And I don't even like admitting that I do this, you know. And it's because of these things that happened when I was a kid that I never even wanted to be that way. And the other partner then was able to like hear it and be really like empathetic and understanding and like, oh, because one, you're taking ownership for it. Mm-hmm. And then you're also making sense of it for them.
I love this. So you're saying kind of the first step is having this dialogue, getting curious about why this person or why your person might be reactive or cope in this way so that you can build empathy and understanding so that in the moments of distress, like where I'm not being my best self and you're not being your best self, there's also another story like, oh,
yes,
this wasn't just about me. They don't just hate me and I don't just hate them or I'm super annoyed with them. But it's well,
yeah, because it's for me, there's like this fork in the road in the moments where you get activated, right? When something happens that hurts you or confuses you or whatever, like I go down the road of like just being overwhelmed by the behavior coming at me. And then in my case, judgmental of it. Cause I'm like, why is she doing that? And that's interesting to me because if I know why, if I'm like, oh, it's because she feels unsupported and she never felt supported when she was younger, then my fork is like, I can take a left towards empathy and understanding, or I can take a right towards resentment and judgment. And
if I love that. That's a whole nother podcast right there. Hold on. Just keep that in mind.
The fork in the road.
The fork in the road toward resentment versus empathy and compassion. Sorry.
Yeah, because a lot of times our partners dysregulation, the way that they kind of like get away from being their best selves in a stressful moment, it's inconvenient. It's not positive. It's destructive, you know, and it's destructive in different ways. But I think like this idea of becoming an expert in your partner, and it almost like perfectly links into the other side of it of like your partner has to help you, is like if you don't tell me what's going on, and this is big now when we flip it back to me and you, like Tara, and this is we had like a discussion before we started about this, and we were like, okay, this might be a clunky part because Tara has no problem telling me what she needs and how I could have done it differently.
That's so true.
Right? She has no problem. And we can talk more about that. But on the flip side, I have a problem because I don't even know what I need in the first place. So I struggle much more with telling you, like, okay, if you would have done this, this would have been helpful. Because I have zero idea most of the time.
That is so interesting because I crave it so much. I'm like, how come EJ can't be Like, just tell me how I could do it differently, because I'm so ready to like mold myself in that way, in a good way. But like, I literally, until this moment, I didn't know that you really in those moments have no idea.
Yeah.
So I love that you're aware of that and that you're going to get better and you're going to become even maybe more vocal than
me. Working on it. That in our relationship, and I think this is very common, that alone creates a tension, right? Because I can think of like multiple times in the last week where we've had a difficult interaction. You didn't get quite what you needed out of it. And then you told me like, if you would have just done this. And then I go into this weird like bookkeeping thing of like, yeah, but when I was struggling
last
36
week.
Hours ago, you weren't there for me in the way I needed. And then you say, well, you didn't tell me what you needed. And so it's because we're so different, we have like totally different processes, because you tell me what you need. And even in that moment, I have a hard time, because a lot of times you tell me what you need after I didn't give you what you need.
Yeah.
And I'm not quite ready to hear it yet.
So that's an important part. We'll come back to timing. When you guys are having this dialogue and you have this and you're getting better and you're getting more of an expert at your partner, and you're also getting better at telling them what you need, because you know there's a timing piece to it. I'm very impulsive and I'll be like, well, this is what would have felt really good, EJ. This is what would make me actually feel supported right now. But for you, the timing isn't right. So I know I have to like let it kind of be for a little bit, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Yeah. And then maybe you can tell me, maybe I say, EJ, let me know when I can tell you about what could have gone better for both of us, like for me, in my perception. Yeah.
I think a lot of times a mistake we make is you're still activated when you're telling me what I could have done different.
Possibly, yeah.
Because it's there, like, because there's this thing
you
do sometimes.
Though I'm feeling empowered.
You're intense, like, because you'll come up to me and you'll, like, put your hands on my face and you'll be like, I just need you to say, I got you, babe. And I'm just like, I'm like, okay, I'm scared right now. like, and so.
I got you, babe.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, so what we're saying is, and I think couples make this mistake all the time, you can't get into the pulling it apart and dissecting what just happened when you're still in it.
I know. That's where code word is.
Yeah.
That's where code word is important. And I'm like, notice, like, we don't use code word a lot anymore because we're getting better and better and better. But the, like, in those moments.
But we could still use it.
We could. Like, code word, go figure your stuff out. Let me go see if I'm still triggered. Sorry, we're like going through this as we're doing this podcast, so we apologize. But maybe it's a good thing, because we're just through this conversation, we're learning so much about each other, right? So that's why it's important to have it, because the idea is I want to know how to support my partner better. And they also are going to tell me. Because before, like, if I, you know, when you get defensive when I tell you, here's how it could have been better, I'm like, okay, why even tell him then? Like, I'm just not going to say anything because he's always defensive and he thinks I'm critiquing him. And that is not the case. It's that we're still triggered or activated in those moments. And so we try to use the skills, but they're not received. So I can't just resign. Like, that's crazy. So I just have to know now I'm going to take some time and then I'm going to ask you permission. Hey, when could we come back so I could let you know what might have felt better for me in that moment? And then the hope is that you start to feel safe so that you can start to recognize what you need and then tell me to.
Yeah.
So as you know, if you're an avid listener or you get our newsletter, that we recently just started our coaching program. And so we've had a lot of discovery calls. And what we've noticed is there's not just one size that fits all.
So we took all of the information that we received when we met with these couples in these discovery calls, and we created three separate tiers.
What we just created feels like the most accessible for any couple, and that is now the Relationship Renovation At Home podcast membership.
So the At Home podcast membership is going to work through Patreon. So you'll sign up for a Patreon membership, and with that, you're going to get the couple's manual, and you can either get that printed version or you can get a downloadable version. And for each lesson in it, there's going to be an exclusive podcast episode that you can listen to before or during the time that you're working on it. Beyond the videos, there's going to be a monthly live Q&A that Tara and I host. And during that time, you'll just have the opportunity to ask questions, to get clarity on issues that maybe you and your partner are struggling, but it's going to happen every single month and you're going to be a part of it.
We get to support you through that journey in a very affordable way.
So then the next level is the certified coach package. And what that's going to include is 2 75-minute sessions a month. That's just you, your partner, and the coach. Access to a private Slack channel to receive coaching Monday through Friday between 9 and 5. You can pose questions. You can throw up struggles you're having, and you'll get coaching during the week. And full access to the podcast membership. And now the final tier of our three tiers is the Founders Premium Package. That is working privately with just Tara and myself. You meet with us twice a month for 75 minutes in which we help work you through the couple's manual, which you'll also receive a hard copy of. You'll have a private Slack channel where Tara and I will be interacting with you between Monday and Friday, 9 to 5. And as with every package, you'll have access to the podcast membership.
We've been working with couples in this model for over 10 years. We really go in depth to each of these lessons, and there's 31 lessons, by the way. So it takes most couples 6 to 9 months, just so you have an idea of what that looks like and how long the process will be. However, you will know when you've met your goals. So for some couples, they might need a membership for 6 months, for some 9 months, for some maybe longer. Regardless of if you decide one of these tiers fits you or you just decide to listen to our podcast free of charge, we're just so happy to be creating more accessibility to help your relationship thrive. That is our hearts. That is our passion. So thank you for trusting us. Again, reach out. We love hearing from you.
And if you have interest in any of these packages, right now, the easiest thing to do is just to email us at coaching@relationshiprenovation.com. Just let us know what you're interested in, what you want to do, and we'll get back to you and help you out. So I think what we're really focusing on today is that we want to be able to have conversations with our partner about what we need in activated or stressful moments.
Yeah.
But our impulse is to only deal with it when we're in the activated or stressful moment. And that what we're saying is either preemptively, but rarely do we do this, where it's just like, oh, it's like 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon and we're not stressed. So let's go spend 45 minutes talking about how we're going to deal with stress next week. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen. It's great if you can make your time after this podcast and say like, hey, let's talk about what happens when we get stressed, since we're not stressed right now. Yeah. That would be wonderful. Yeah. But what we're at least saying is the next time that you're in one of those activated moments. So in Tara, it's, you know, can I just throw one out there? Like,
I'll see if I'll pick that up.
Yeah, you missed your spinning class.
Oh, last night it was awful.
And you're feeling resentful and angry and sad and all that.
All the stuff.
And I try to solve the problem, or I don't give you the support, which I'm learning is listen and validate, even though I've taught it for over a decade. I'm still personally learning that. And even if I listen and validate and you're like, you don't need to listen and validate, I'm like, I actually do, even though she's telling me not to, still do it.
I don't think I've ever said that.
But last night, because I was like, oh, I can tell you're really upset. You're like, you don't have to tell me I'm upset. I'm like, okay. Actually, I do, but it was interesting. I did it, and even though you told me I didn't have to do it, I kept doing it, and you didn't get more mad at me. So that means it worked.
Just know that we take out our anger on the person we love feel the safest with.
But so instead of us in a moment where I try to solve the problem instead of listening and validating, we're saying, hey, we got this. We're going to make it through it. the things that you've told me are helpful. When I don't do that and that hurts you more, we can't try to figure it out then.
Yeah.
One of us has to say burnt toast.
That's our code word. Code word.
Then we say, okay, we're going to take a second and we reflect on what's happening internally for each of us.
Yeah.
Then you can come back. I will have really set the intention of like, I'm going to be really present. I'm going to really listen to her. I'm not going to judge. You'll have done whatever you need to do in your process. Mm-hmm. And then we can go back into like, okay, how can I learn from you, Tara, about what you really needed there?
And let me just piggyback on this really quick, because our go-to innate responses are to protect ourselves. And the more you use these skills and you're aware of them, you can absolutely create the new narrative of like what keeps going right. Yeah, we're going to have our little slip-ups, but like overall, like we're doing so much better, right? We have to be able to get into that mindset because we're actually going against brain chemistry and everything we were developed with to protect ourselves from threat. And we're saying like this actually, like we keep getting it right, even though that felt uncomfortable, yeah. Right? And that could be your new story. Like, wow, we really are getting better at this instead of, oh, we keep sucking at this. Like just know there's a mind shift that happens, but it also takes some cognitive behavioral skills to get it to just operate in that way. And the more you do it, like we're sitting here 11 years later. We probably talked about this like 9 years ago on our podcast. We're still working on it. It's okay.
Well, and I saw it with my couple the other day in that they're not 11 years into these changes. They're 6 months into it. And they still, when it pops up, it still feels very intolerable. But I'm able to sit across from them and be like, oh my gosh, like
yeah.
You guys are dealing with this so much more efficiently
with
so much more kindness than you were yeah. 6 months ago.
Can I say something really quick? I don't mean to interrupt you. I know I'm working on that. The emotional safety assessment. Okay, so in our model, in our office, we give this to our couples in the beginning, middle, and end, right? Because like you said, couples don't realize how much emotional safety they're building, especially when they have some regressions during treatment, which is always going to happen. So it would be interesting if you are at home, you're listening, you're like, I really want to take that emotional assessment now, kind of do a baseline where we're at. We pretty much have rated it and everything. You get an email about where you're at. And then maybe in like 3 to 4 months after you start using some of these skills, we also just created our new R&R at home podcast membership where we're actually like all exclusive videos just for that. It's like you're having therapy with us, but in your home on the podcast, kind of like now. But, and then to do the emotional assessment like 3-4 months later and just see what your numbers are. Because again, couples forget how much emotional safety they are building because when things go bad, your brain just remembers like, oh yeah, this is power. We're hopeless in this. And that's not true. And if you don't have that person sitting across from you that you've been doing work with to say, oh my gosh, you guys, but you would have handled it like this 3 months ago versus this now. How are they going to remember that? They're going to go into their old story because they haven't had the time, consistency, trust built up yet. Yeah. So I do think you could use that emotional safety assessment to do a beginning, middle, and end. I know it's in our at-home module as well, but you can do it for free. And then you can always send us an email.
Yeah, right? This is where I was on
podcast@relationshipinnovation.com. And we could share your story if you want to be a guest on our podcast. We love that. But like this is so huge because if you can get through this all those times and change your narrative and become an expert in your partner and also an expert in what you need during difficult times, guess what? Old childhood wounds that have been unmet. Wow. Now I feel so supportive because like you said, EJ, I was triggered. Like I was not supported when I was a little girl ever, really. And so to know that I have one person in my life who has the role of really becoming an expert in all of me, my imperfections, my anxieties, my insecurities, my defensiveness, my trauma responses, that feels pretty dang good. Yeah. That you're not going to leave, that you're going to be here for it no matter what, that you care enough to change your own ways of being to make me feel safe. And I want you to know that I feel the same way about you.
Thank you.
I am patient with your verbalizations of what you need.
Yeah.
Because I know why it's hard for you to understand what you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So just to like sort of recap one more time, walking the line. And the line is between becoming an expert in your partner and understanding their needs and how you can intentionally react in different moments all over the place, not just in difficult moments, but also in like loving, caring moments, like knowing your partner so well, but also knowing that you have to engage in some sort of process in order to gain that information, to gain that understanding, to have thoughtful conversations. Like, unfortunately, we don't just impulsively do that with our partner. Like, we really need support and structure in that. And it makes all the difference in the world. And I definitely know it in the context of the two of us, but I luckily also have this amazing experience of seeing like hundreds, now thousands, because of our therapists and our coaches that we've trained as well, that like exponentially, like couples that we've never met now will tell us like, I worked with so-and-so within the relationship renovation model and it was a game changer. We've been together, you know, the story of Ben and Julie that was on about a month or so ago on
Dave
our podcast.
Dave and Suzanne, you name it.
Yeah, that like we've been together decades and we are happier than we've ever been.
Because it was just about all of the skills.
Yes.
There's not like this answer of like, how do we get through this? Let me tell you, the way we built our model was like a beginning, middle, and end to get to the core of all of things so that clarity can happen. Clarity with yourself, clarity about your partner. Can we make this work? Well, if we don't know now, we're going to try everything we possibly can too. And then we can actually make that choice after we're both feeling more empowered, right? Like, that's my thing. Don't make a decision out of powerlessness and hopelessness, because I've been there many times. So grateful I didn't. But my job as a therapist kept me in it, right? I can see how for so many people, it would just be so much easier to go. And I'm like, what is this? I've got to look at this. I've got to get through this. This is awful. So anyway, thank you so much for listening. We hope that you got a lot out of today's episode. If you want to hear other episodes, let us know. We love hearing from our audience and our listeners. And thanks for being vulnerable with us too. Like, there are some people that write in, tell us some really vulnerable things. And I just feel like that means that you trust us. And that is the most important thing in the world, because we don't have all the answers. We're just trying to get through, you know, a relationship where you love someone and life is stressful and things are stressful and we come with our own baggage. So it's really, it's complicated. And we're trying to make it a little less complicated. Yeah.
So write us an email at podcast@relationshiprenovation.com. Subscribe, become a member of our Patreon community. There's a couple of different levels there. And rate and review us. We really appreciate it. It makes a difference when you just let us know how you're enjoying the show.
And just know, when I read these reviews, I so badly want to respond. And you can't respond from any platform. And it's so sad. But thank you, because the reviews are just freaking awesome. And I love them. And I love reading them. And it keeps us doing what we're doing. So thank you again for listening. As always, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Me and you just singing on the train. Me and you listening to the rain. Me and you, we are the same. Me and you have all the fame we need. Indeed, you and me, are we?